Today, I want to explore tinnitus in a way that goes far beyond the usual ringing in the ears explanation. Tinnitus is one of those conditions that sits at the crossroads of neurology, stress physiology, cranial biomechanics, mineral balance, environmental load, and even gut-brain signaling. And when we look at it through a holistic lens, the picture becomes much clearer and far more hopeful. Before I dive into the physiology, I want to highlight something that I think is one of the most alarming trends in modern health. Right now, one in six children are experiencing some degree of hearing loss, and the average time to diagnosis is 6 to 8 years after symptoms begin. That means a child can be struggling with auditory distortion, sound sensitivity, internal buzzing, or partial hearing loss for most of their early developmental window before anyone realizes what's happening. Kids compensate. Teachers assume attention issues, parents assume behavioral issues, and children often don't have the language to describe what they're hearing, especially if the noise is internal. This matters because the auditory system is deeply tied to the language development, emotional regulation, sensory processing, balance, and learning. And the same mechanisms driving tinnitus in adults, stress, cranial compression, mineral depletion, neuroinflammation, and environmental load are showing up way earlier and earlier in children. So when we're talking about tinnitus, we're not just talking about adults. We're talking about a generational shift in auditory health. So why does tinnitus get louder under stress? One of the most consistent patterns I see is my tinnitus gets louder when I'm overwhelmed. And there's a very physiological reason for this. Stress increases your jaw and neck tension, your cranial compression, especially around the temporal bones, blood pressure and vascular tone, glutamate signaling in the auditory pathways, and cortisol, which depletes magnesium and tightens smooth muscle. The auditory system becomes more gain sensitive, meaning the brain literally turns up the volume on internal noise. This is the same mechanism behind hyperacusis, misophonia, and sensory overwhelm. So when someone says their tinnitus is worse during emotional stress, poor sleep, and jaw clenching, that's not psychological, that's neurophysiology. So let's talk about the jaw, the cranials, and the tinnitus connection. The TMJ sits millimeters from the ear canal. So when the jaw is tight or misaligned, it affects the tensor tympani, the stapedius, the Eustachian tubes, temporal bone mobility, and the trigeminal nerve. If the temporal bones can't move freely, whether from stress or clenching, past trauma or cranial compression, the tiny ossicles, the malleus, the incus, the stapes, they can't vibrate properly. So this can create ringing, buzzing, clicking, or pressure. So this is why craniosacral therapy, TMJ balancing, and gentle jaw release techniques can dramatically reduce tinnitus for some people. Something else that can be going on is microcalcification and the stiff ear phenomenon. So emerging research suggests that microcalcification or ossicle stiffness can contribute to tinnitus. The middle ear bones rely on magnesium, vitamin D balance, circulation, and cranial mobility. So when these bones lose flexibility, sound conduction becomes distorted. This is where vibration tools can become incredibly helpful. Gentle vibration around the jaw, mastoid, and cranial sutures can improve circulation, reduce facial tension, encourage micro movement of ossicles, break up stiffness, and stimulate lymphatic drainage. I've seen people respond beautifully to tuning forks, low vibration frequency devices, and manual percussive techniques. Now let's talk about magnesium and mineral balance. Magnesium is one of the most important nutrients for tinnitus because it relaxes your auditory muscles, reduces glutamate excitotoxicity, supports nerve conduction, supports and regulates stress hormones, improves sleep, softens the jaw, and softens your neck tension. Other minerals that matter are potassium, essential for cochlear hair cell function, zinc, supports neurotransmission, Chromium helps to stabilize your blood sugar and stress reactivity, and iodine, which supports that thyroid function, which influences auditory sensitivity. Mineral imbalances are extremely common in people with chronic stress or POTS, EDS, MCAS, or long-term inflammation. The type of herbs that I love for auditory physiology are things like ginkgo biloba for microcirculation, gota kola for the cranial fascia and vagal tone, skullcap and passion flower for jaw tension and sympathetic overdrive, ginger and turmeric for inflammatory signaling, hawthorn for vascular tone, also great for the heart, and lemon balm, which is limbic calming. It calms the limbic system. So herbs don't treat tinnitus, but they support the systems that influence it. When combined with minerals and cranial work, herbs can shift the whole auditory environment. Now let's talk about tri-GLP peptides and the gut-ear-brain axis. The GLP family, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP, influences neuroinflammation, vagal tone, blood flow, mitochondrial function, stress reactivity, sensory processing, and so much more. So many people with tinnitus also have gut inflammation, histamine issues, MCAS, dysbiosis, or leaky gut. Tri-GLP peptides help to regulate the gut-brain axis, reducing the neuroinflammatory load on the auditory system. So when the brain is calmer, tinnitus often softens. Now let's check about BrocON. So BrocON is for cellular protection for the auditory system. Our guy here in Australia can send it anywhere in the world. Sulforaphane supports glutathione production, detoxification pathways, neuroinflammation reduction, vascular function, stress resilience, and cellular signaling. The BrocON formulation focuses on bioavailable sulforaphane, not just precursors. This matters because the auditory system is highly sensitive to oxidative stress and inflammatory signaling. Clinically, sulforaphane from BrocON helps people with sensory overwhelm, stress-related tinnitus flares, mitochondrial fatigue, and detoxification bottlenecks. So when the cellular environment is calmer, the auditory pathways become less reactive. And of course, you know that I love my masterpiece zeolites. I know there's a lot of negative stuff about there, but it muscle tests up a treat. It reduces the toxic load that amplifies sensory noise. Environmental load, especially heavy metals and chemical residues, can affect your neuronal firing in your brain, your mitochondrial function, your mineral balance, cranial tension, vagal tone, and yes, auditory sensitivity. So, masterpiece zeolites help bind and remove certain toxins through the gut, therefore reducing the burden on the liver, the kidneys, the lymphatics, but it also crosses the blood-brain barrier. When the toxic load drops, the nervous system often shifts gears out of sympathetic overdrive. This indirectly supports calmer neuronal signaling, better mineral utilization, reduced oxidative stress, improved cranial relaxation, and more stable auditory processing. Again, this isn't a tinnitus treatment, but it's terrain support. When the terrain is cleaner, the auditory system becomes less inflamed, less reactive, and less vigilant. So now let's talk about relaxation, vagal tone, and the auditory system. The auditory system is deeply tied to the vagus nerve. Low vagal tone increases internal noise. Helpful practices include diaphragmatic breathing, the tri-GLP little combo, humming or chanting, gentle neck traction, warm compresses over the jaw, craniosacral therapy, meditation, magnesium baths, and soft vibration tools. When the nervous system shifts into parasympathetic mode, tinnitus often softens within minute. So let's bring it all together, a holistic tinnitus model. Tinnitus isn't just an ear problem. It's a whole system pattern involving stress physiology, cranial biomechanics, mineral balance, neuroinflammation, vagal tone, jaw tension, circulation, microcalcification, gut-brain signaling, and environmental load. BrocON sulforaphane, supports the cell signaling and antioxidant side. Your masterpiece zeolites support the detoxification and environmental load side. Magnesium, herbs, cranial balancing, vibrational tools, and tri-GLP peptides support the rest of the terrain. When we address these layers together, the auditory system becomes calmer, more regulated, and less reactive. Tinnitus can feel really overwhelming, but it's not random. It's a message from the nervous system, the cranial structures, and the metabolic environment. When we listen to that message and support the body holistically, the noise often becomes softer, less intrusive, and sometimes fades dramatically. I'll have links for these products in the notes below, and I shall talk to you again soon. Let me know if there's anything you'd love me to do a video on. Take care and have a great day.